talk some college football. We are joined right now by a reporter for Fox Sports and FS1. He is the author of The QB, The Making of Modern Quarterbacks. You've got 10th-ranked Utah at USC Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern on FS1. I want to get into that and all the big action coming up this weekend. We are joined by Bruce Feldman. Bruce, so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Always good to be on with you.
You too. Great to have you back. So a huge weekend of college football starting with Utah at USC Friday night in Los Angeles. Bruce, a lot of different storylines on that game. USC already lost their starting quarterback for the season. They're coming off a loss to BYU on Saturday. So where are the Trojans right now as a team?
It's going to be a great question. We're going to find out. I mean, there was so much enthusiasm about how true freshman Keaton Slovis played when they lit up Stanford 2 weeks ago. I think what we saw was a couple of things from that. One, we had our crew at Stanford week one against Northwestern. They're really banged up. This is not the Stanford team. I think most of us have come to know them in the last decade. I think they're going to be lucky to get bowl eligible. I mean, that same Stanford team that USC whooped, they got blown out by UCF. So take that one, that performance, to some degree with a grain of salt. And then when BYU did some things differently coverage-wise, Slovis really struggled with his decision-making. So how much does the new OC, Graham Harrell, get him settled down? Because now they're going to play a much tougher defense, more athletic defense in Utah. And I think right now this USC team, the whole program just needs some good things to happen because there has been so much pressure and so many of the buzzards swirling around this program about Clay Helton's future and everything there. I mean, they definitely have some talent. They have a bunch of big-time receivers and some good young players on defense. But there, you wonder about the leadership necessarily in the locker room. Who steps forward in this? And I think we're going to find out a lot because this is a really physical, tough team that Utah's bringing in here. They haven't won in Southern California against USC in over 100 years. So there's that hanging over them. So this is a really interesting matchup to see what we get from both teams.
Utah, top 10. They're 10th ranked. They're at USC Friday night. You mentioned Clay Helton. Bruce Feldman, my guest. So you've got USC AD. Lynn Swann resigned earlier this month, which increased speculation about the future of Clay Helton. Bruce, would you say that Clay Helton is coaching for his job at this moment?
Absolutely. I mean, look, you could say he's been coaching for his job since the start of this season. I think that's true. But I think right now there is almost no margin for error left because of just the pressure there on him. I think there's a lot of power brokers around USC who have never been all the way in on Clay Helton being the head coach. I think there are people who genuinely like and respect him as a man, and I think all that can be true. I just think there's a lot of people here who are thinking, I'm just not sure this is the right guy for this program to lead them forward. And Lynn Swann, I mean, I know the semantics on it. Lynn Swann was forced out. It was not a good run as an AD. He had no experience in that role, and it showed. And so now the new president at USC is going to make some big changes. And I would imagine any AD who she's going to end up hiring, who they're going to hire there, is going to know that they're probably going to have to make a coaching change. Barring an amazing run that USC would go on, I think it's going to be hard for Clay Helton to convince whatever doubters who are in the decision-making role and have influence there to change their minds about him. And I think this is about as big a must-win as you could get, because if you look at it this way, this is the best team they're going to play in their division, which is not a great division in college football in the Pac-12 South. If they don't win this game, it's going to be hard to get to win the Pac-12 South title because it would go through Utah. And I think that just puts even more pressure on Clay Helton to get this done.
We're talking to Bruce Feldman. All right, so Bruce, part of the significance of this game is the fact that the pregame show is going to be live from the L.A. Coliseum, and your colleague Reggie Bush is one of the analysts. It's going to mark the first time that he's gone back to the Coliseum since the NCAA ruled the USC had to permanently disassociate from him. What do you think that's going to be like when Reggie goes back to the Coliseum?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really emotional for a lot of people. I mean, for a lot of folks, look, there have been Matt Leinart certainly was a great quarterback there. Matt will be there. He won a Heisman there. you know, Carson Palmer before him also won a Heisman. There's been a lot of great players who played under Pete Carroll. Reggie Bush was a iconic, he's a USC legend. And I think for the first time coming back, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how much the fan base responds to it. Because I can tell you this, just from working with Reggie the last couple of months, I worked with a bunch of former NFL players and former college stars. I've never been around another former player who elicits the kind of wow and awe from current players the way Reggie Bush does. We go to Big 12 Media Days and you run into players and they look at him on a different level than they look at anybody else. And a lot of these kids were like 4 and 5 years old when Reggie played at USC. So I think there is a mystique to him because of the way he played. He was he was as close to the human highlight guy as you're going to get in football. I know that's a basketball term, but there was a wow factor with him. And so I think for a lot of fans, especially USC fans who feel like, you know, it's been kind of underwhelming, save for the Sam Darnold moments, you know, of the last 5, 6, 7 years, Reggie Bush represents an excitement that was different. And I think you're going to see a lot of that reflected when people actually get to see him. Because quite honestly, a lot of the USC fans and a lot of the USC people even in and around the program feel like the NCAA went way above and beyond what it should have done and how they punished USC. And so I think to many of them, Reggie Bush, it represents something in that light, too, of how the NCAA kind of screwed them.
Bruce Feldman, my guest. So USC, Utah, big night, obviously, a really interesting matchup from a number of different standpoints. Bruce, before I let you go, maybe another topic or two. That Friday night game is followed by a couple of really big games on Saturday, starting with Michigan at Wisconsin. How big is this game for Jim Harbaugh in Michigan?
It's a huge one. If you look at what Michigan's schedule sets up, it gets rough from here. Now, they had their hands full with a pretty good Army team a couple of weeks ago. They had a bye week. The offense has been a little shaky. They've been sloppy with the ball. I think they need to see Shea Patterson, who's the quarterback, who's got a bunch of experience. Now, he's been banged up a little bit. He did not look very sharp. He did not take care of the ball well. They're going to go on the road to play a Wisconsin team that has been dominant, hasn't given up a point yet, but they haven't played anybody. So, if Michigan wins this game, I think we'll start to see Michigan get some momentum. They're going to get their all-conference left tackle, John Runyon, back. That's a big plus for them. That should shore things up. But right now, I think if you're a Michigan fan, you're going, hey, I'm optimistic, but I need to see more from them than I've seen so far. And maybe the bye week will help settle them down, because this is going to be a tough place for them to play against a Wisconsin team that has just looked dominant so far against limited competition.
I would agree, Bruce. I think Michigan has not shown very much, and Wisconsin so far has looked great. They both had 2 weeks to get ready for this one. It's a big one. Bruce, Oklahoma is coming off that 48-14 beatdown over UCLA in the Rose Bowl. If we go back, Bruce, when Lincoln Riley took over for Bob Stoops at Oklahoma, everybody who knew Riley respected him a great deal as an assistant, but is there any way that anybody could have expected the level of success that he's had so far?
No, I think that was a great hire by Bob Stoops and OU. Look, I did a big story this week on The Athletic about the run game. Everybody was skeptical of, Lincoln Riley coming from East Carolina to be the offensive coordinator. They're going to be this pass-happy offense because that's what Mike Leach does. And it seems so counter to what is Oklahoma's DNA. Well, the secret weapon in there is one of Riley's assistants, Bill Biedenbow, the O-line coach, who's a co-offensive coordinator. And they have such a physical running game with so many adjustments off it. So you couple that run game with a great collection of receivers that Lincoln Riley's able to get, and obviously all these one transfer quarterback after another. Now there's Jalen Hurts, who's not quite as fast, but he's fast, but not quite as fast as Kyler Murray, but he's a 220-pound physical punishing runner who breaks tackles. It's a lethal combination, especially the way Lincoln Riley calls it, you know, to balance out this run game. I mean, it's been pretty remarkable to see. And this is a team that had to replace four offensive linemen from last year, in addition to the Heisman Trophy winner. And they look every bit as dangerous as they did last year. And now I think the key to this going forward is Riley hires Alex Grinch to come in and be the defensive coordinator and hopefully change the mindset and get them to play really tough defense. And that's been lacking it in Norman, Oklahoma for a while.
Hey, Bruce, really quickly, I'd love to get your thoughts on Chip Kelly. He went 3-9 in his first year at UCLA. There were flashes of turning it around, but they're off to an 0-3 start this year. Exactly what's going on with Chip Kelly and UCLA, and how concerned would you be if you're a UCLA fan?
Jim, I think it's a lot of just been such a culture shift from the way things operated under Jim Mora to how Kelly runs things. And I think the reason why they've been sputtering a lot on offense, right now, the offensive line has been just off. You know, there's a miss block here, a miss block there. And I think one of the things we're seeing is they don't get a lot of explosive plays, which is one of the things that they were so dangerous when he was at Oregon. So even if a thing is blocked well, maybe it becomes a 20-yard play for UCLA. Well, when they had those dynamic athletes at Oregon, that 20-yard play might be 70. And I think you have people on their heels where right now they're just not that crisp. I don't think they have a great collection of leaders right now in terms of some of the young guys whose maybe personalities aren't ready to rally the troops if things aren't going great. So it's been a little bit of a imperfect storm of just things that are kind of going sideways. I do think it's going to click, but right now they're a really young team and they're really inexperienced, and I think they're just kind of really having some ugly growing pains, and you have a lot of guys who are adapting to a new system at the same time, and I just think the timing is off right now. But I do think at some point this season you'll start to see it click a little bit, but at this point, man, they are struggling, no doubt about it.
It is another big weekend of college football. He's a reporter for Fox Sports and FS1, also an author of The QB, The Making of Modern Quarterbacks. Once again, 10th-ranked Utah at USC Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern on FS1. Bruce Feldman, my guest. Bruce, great to have you back. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Always a pleasure. You too. Thanks, Jim.
Bruce Feldman joining us. All right, USC and Utah. And Utah is a very physical team, very disciplined team, very skilled team. Kyle Whittingham has had some really good teams at Utah. I think this is the best one he's ever had.